personnel guys told you throughout this whole process?
As far as what? Like, ability-wise and stuff? They like to know how I go down here. They like how I take on blocks. Some things, you know, they like some scouts, you know, like to see, you know, my man-to-man coverage, you know, my technique on that. Just need to brush that up. And, you know, as far as my pass coverage, you know, some of them are impressed at the seam ball. I'm a smart, no physical, downhill, hard-nosed dog.
Denzel, how much would it mean you to be the first inside linebacker taken?
It'd mean a lot, man. You know, something that I could say, you know, is one of my goals. You know, when I first started playing football, you know, obviously, you know, get to the NFL, you know, now I'm here. You know, like you said, you know, to be the first inside linebacker taken, I mean, that's a blessing.
Do you think you will be? Do you think you should be?
I don't know, man. I got to see what the results like.
It's
been good, man. I had at the senior bowl, you know, I had a taste of, you know, what these interviews would be like. You know, now that I'm in, you know, I'm pretty much comfortable.
You talked to the Dolphins? And
not yet. I probably have to meet with them tonight, actually. So. Yes, I'm going to do everything here.
What kind of stuff did they even ask you besides football stuff?
I asked about my family background, about my daughter. That's about it, honestly. Like I said, you know, being at the Senior Bowl, you know, I got a taste for, you know, what this would be like. I mean, at the Senior Bowl, it's pretty much the same thing. You know, we had our tests, you know, exams to do. And, you know, after that, you know, you're pretty much on the lobby. You know, guys put you left and right. No one talk to you for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, setting up meetings with you the next day and the next morning, late night. So I had a taste for it.
Have you talked to any 3-4 teams, and did they like where you could fit Menti?
Yeah, I talked to the Eagles last night briefly with Coach Menti, the linebacker coach. And, you know, we just sat down and talked about 3-4 defense. They pretty much running. The kind of same thing ran down at Miami, so it was pretty much second nature to me. Can't speak on the offensive standpoint, but defensive standpoint, man, the way our defense set up, you know, one guy's, you know, not what they need to be, then, you know, it's a disaster. And we had that a lot going on, a lot of freelancing, and that pretty much caused us to lose on the defensive side. Man, I think they get back on the map after this year, man. You know, Coach Zolden is doing a great job, you know, getting guys in there who's pretty much going to get the job done.
How do you
pump height? I mean, I pretty much get knocked for my height, probably, you know, since I got to high school, you know, getting recruited. So I say, you know, my play, you know, make up for my height. I mean, I don't play, you know, like I'm 5'11", so.
Why
No, like I said, you know, I'm a smart guy. You know, if it's come to coverage, you know, like I said, I just need to brush up on my man-to-man coverage. And as far as pass coverage, I'm, you know, pretty decent with it.
Denzel, are you tired of the hype questions, or are you finding
it funny
right now?
I find it funny. I mean, I hear, you know, the probably the same questions, you know, over and over again. So it doesn't bother me at all. My passion for the game, I would say, I think that happened, you know, like just playing Optimus football. I had an older brother, you know, to play, two older brothers that I actually played, and I always wanted to be like them. So, I guess just over the years, you know, you can say, you know, I built a passion for it. And, you know, I say, I mean, I got a daughter, you know, who I wake up to every morning, you know, I just, you know, pretty much fuse that passion. I can't hear what you say. I mean, just looking at the tape, man, you know, say my name, you know, you're going to get, you know, like I said, you know, physical, hard-nosed, downhill dog.
Your number and your school is very similar. You know I got to do it.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to Ray Lewis? Has he given you any advice or feedback about this whole thing?
First time I ever talked to Ray Lewis was actually my freshman year. He came to speak to the team. And afterwards, you know, he pulled me to the side and asked what number I had. I guess he already knew. So I told him I had 52. You know, he told me he was going to be watching me. So, you know, I pretty much just feel like I had, you know, eyes over me, you know, no matter what. And recently, when Under Armour came out, you know, to speak to our school, you know, he was out there. He just told me to get ready, like, for this process.
You're obviously your own player. Any particular linebackers in the league you look at and say, you know, a similar game?
I mean, I got a comparison to Chris Borland, who plays with the 49ers, and I watched his highlights. Max said it's a pretty good comparison, but, you know, like you say, you know, I'm my own man. So.
Is it just the height, or is it your style of play, too?
I say height. I mean, he a dog, too, but, you know, I say my style of play a little different from his.
Denzel, as you go through this process, planning for your future, trying to figure out what is the future, what does it mean to you, knowing that you're doing this for
It means a lot. You know, like I said, man, that's everyday motivation, man. I just want to make sure, you know, that she's taken care of, don't want anything, not like that. I haven't talked to the Chiefs. I'll probably have a meeting with them tonight. Got like seven of them, so.
So what do you need to show her? Obviously, you've played a lot of football, you've got a million tackles, your film high speaks for itself. So what do you think you need to show
her? I would say my speed. You know, my speed was a question, you know, for a lot of scouts. A lot of scouts want to know what I can run. They want to see, you know, if I'm durable, see if, you know, if I'm good with my hips and my feet. So I'll show that in the drills. Yes, I mean, whether it's the Packers or any other team, you know, I feel like I come in and make an impact right away.
Western State defensive lineman, Deion
Sanders. I wouldn't say, you know, I've been, you know, playing professional football all my life, but I mean, I've been playing football all my life, and, you know, I mean, I know it's, you know, a big transition from college, you know, to the NFL, but at the same time, you know, you're pretty much putting in the same work, you know, just more. I mean, I cover running backs in there, depending on who we play. You know, a lot of times, you know, the running back stayed, you know, in the backfield, so I just sat there and read the quarterback, or I went to go hug the running back. Yeah, I mean, I think I've answered that question probably like 10 times already, you know, about my man-to-man coverage. Like I said, man, this is something I need to brush up on.
How would you describe yourself as a leader?
As a leader, I'm a vocal leader, you know, but, you know, I won't say anything, you know, I won't say anything unless I have to, but, you know, I have to make sure, you know, I'm doing what I have to do first, you know, before I say anything.
Is it? Are there any other questions?
Eat my chips.